From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The African American church in the U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina, where nine people were killed last week, is set to open today for its regular service. Since Wednesday's shootings, the outside of Emmanuel AME Church has been transformed into a growing memorial, with people writing tributes and leaving flowers. Andy Savage is a friend of one of the three wounded survivors of the church shooting.
Nobody thinks that somebody would walk into the sanctity of a sanctuary and brutally kill people. Nobody can envision that kind of hatred, that kind of callousness.
And during a rally in New York City, the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, called the church gunman a terrorist.
This was an act of terrorism. It was an act of domestic terrorism. It was an act of racist terrorism.
21-year-old Dylan Roof, a white man with a recent history of racist views, is being held in the Charleston County Jail. He is charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital, killing a security agent and wounding 2 others. Officials say at least 3 militants were killed in the assault. On Saturday, at least 15 Somali police officers were killed, happened in a raid on a checkpoint in Afgoya, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Violence is the latest by the Al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets as they try to topple the government and create an Islamic state. Al-Shabaab has been pushed back from Somalia's major cities, but still controls other areas outside the capital. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon marked World Refugee Day on Saturday with a global call to remember the plight of nearly 60 million people displaced last year by conflict and persecution. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres also spoke.
Their numbers are growing and accelerating every single day on every continent. In 2014, an average of 42,500 people became refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced persons every single day. And that is 4 times more than just 4 years ago. These people rely on us for their survival and hope.
United Nations says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. UNHCR says if this were the population of a country, it would be the world's 24th largest. The United States on Saturday called on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough decisions, leading to a quick deal with its international creditors to prevent the potential breakup of the Eurozone. Greek government needs to reach a deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on a loan repayment of $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. Athens also owes $7.6 billion in a payment to the European Central Bank. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
We are dangerously close to a state of mind that accepts an accident. And I urge my colleagues not to fall prey to this state of mind. We can forge a good agreement. Our government is standing by with ideas and with the determination to cultivate the 2 forms of trust necessary to end this Greek drama.
And negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of the European leaders set for tomorrow in Brussels. People around the world are taking part in special events marking the inaugural International Day of Yoga today. This woman's brother is trying yoga for the first time.
My brother is a super cool cucumber. I bet he has gone into this and will achieve it with great tranquility. I'm the one who's super stressed and has knots in my stomach. But at the same time, I'm really, really elated for him and for yoga practitioners around the world.
Many believe yoga, the ancient form of exercise from India, is the best way to calm the mind and the best form of exercise for the body. And the 6th mass extinction period on Earth is underway, suggests a new study from 3 leading U.S. universities, warning humans could be among the first affected.
That's the latest world news from VOA.